Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. This is Crystal Hug Love Anderson. I'm so thankful to be used by God and called by God and chosen by God. And I thank you for taking your time out to listen to God's Rooted Message Radio. Hallelujah. This has been something that's been going since 2016. And for a minute, it was something that has stopped. But God's been putting in my spirit to come back and speak to his children. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we just have to go into a silent season. And the key to believing and the key to walking in God's will is being able to be okay when God says sit down, or when God says stand up, or when God says I need to pour into you, hallelujah, so I can pour to his children. Because at the end of the day, it's not my will that I'm living out or walking out, but it's God's will. And I always ask God, your will be done. Teach me, give me the wisdom and knowledge, hallelujah. And today's title is called God's Plan and His Process. See, we need to understand that what we're going through is God's plan, and it's his process. It's the way he's calling us to do it. It's the way he's calling it to be developed, because he formed us before we was even in our mother's womb. He knew the process of what we needed to go through. God knows every obstacle and every temptation and trial and all things that we're going through, and he know how to get us to the good, and we trust him and we obey him. See, we can either decide to believe in the good or we can believe in the evil. But see, that whatever we believe in, that's where we get the results from. So when you're operating in God's plan and his process, the main thing you have to do is believe. And believe is to have faith or confidence in the existence of something, to have trust in the goodness and value of something, to have trust in the goodness and ability of something. So you have to believe that God is who he says he is. You have to believe that he even exists. It says when you come to God, when you come to salvation, you say you got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God rose him from the dead. You got to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you have to believe in your heart that God rose him from the dead. So the main thing is you have to believe the existence of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to believe who he is. When God came to Mary and told, when the angel told, came to Mary and told her that she was going to be impregnated and she was going to bring forth our Lord and Savior who saved us, who raised from the dead, who brought us life. Hallelujah. So he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that's the way we are able to live and to do his will, by trusting him, by believing God's holy word of what he said and what he's doing in our life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it says in Luke 1:45, it says, blessed is she that believes, hallelujah, for she shall see a performance of those things said to her from the Lord. So when you believe what God said, when you believe his plan and his process, you shall see a performance of what he said he's going to do, what he called you to do, what he's chosen you to do. And we have to learn to have patience, and we have to learn to trust that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And it says when you come to salvation, it says when you believe in it, that God rose him from the dead, you are saved. You have to believe in your heart. And it says in Matthew 5, it says that blessed those with a pure heart, for they shall see God. See, when your heart is pure, see, you believe in your heart, hallelujah, that God rose from the dead. And when you have a pure heart, pure means it is not contaminated with anything. There's nothing within your heart that's not of God, and you see him in all things. So when you see him in all things, you know that you're in his plan and his process, and you will be able to go through with patience. You will be able to go through with trust. You will be able to not lean on your own understanding, because in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So when you're allowing God to direct your path, and when you're allowing God to lead you, you won't lead on your own understanding. And then you will come into the belief, and you will come into the lifestyle of always not leaning to your own understanding. And that's something that my father helped me with, and I give all glory and honor to him, because walking in his will, his plan, and his process, because his will that he chose to meet for from before the foundation of the world, I can't lean on my own understanding, because mine will try to figure everything out, and then I won't be so focused on trying to figure everything out for me to be able to understand by sight that I will miss the things and the steps that God is doing that I am not called to see yet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he's saying when you have a pure heart, you see God. See, when your heart is pure, you're supposed to always see him. You're not supposed to look at the sight of the circumstances. Hallelujah. That's why I say, well, we walk by faith and not by sight. But see, when you're not walking by faith and you're walking by sight, you're looking at the circumstances of what you are going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you're looking at the sight of the situation. Say you're homeless. You're looking at the sight of being homeless. Say that you lost your job. You're looking at the sight of losing your job. Say that you you lost a parent or you lost a child. You're looking at the sight of the loss. But see, when your heart is pure and it's not contaminated with anything and you're not leaning on your own understanding, but you're trusting him, you will see God in all things and you will know that he's there with you, that he's not leaving you nor forsaking you, that he is the key to everything, that he is with you in all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to go to John 20 because John 20, this is when Jesus had resurrected again. Hallelujah. Because he rose, he lives. Hallelujah. And that's how we're alive. That's why we're blessed to live, because he still lives. Hallelujah. And John 20, and this is when Jesus came back to Thomas. And it say, John 20 and 24, it say, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my fingers in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be to you. Then said he to Thomas, reach here your finger, and behold my hand, and reach here your hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord, my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they who have not seen, but yet they believe. So Jesus was saying to Thomas, because you have seen me, when they told you they seen me, and you have been walking with me all this time. See, what we need to understand is certain things that certain people are going to see, but your time is not to see. But see, you still have to believe, because you know who God is in your life. You know the relationship that you have with God. You know what he has called you to do. You know what he has said to you. You know the purpose that he has in your life. Hallelujah. You know all the times that you've been walking with him, and he said something was going to happen, and then when it happened, and people explain it to you, and you say, I won't believe unless I see it. But see, when your heart is pure, you see God in all things, and you won't lean on to your own understanding. See, Thomas was leaning on his own understanding, where he wanted to see it in the physical sight. But see, he had a spirit. But we have to understand that when Christ came back, Christ breathed on the disciples and said, receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost. But Thomas wasn't with them at that time. Hallelujah. So they were able to trust and believe who he was. So I just want to encourage some of you today to trust God, to believe God, to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. He said, blessed are them who have not seen me, but yet have believed. See, you have not seen it in the things that you're going through right now, but you still believe. See, don't get to the point where you always want God to show his glory, where you always want God to show his signs and wonders and say, God, if you don't do this, I won't believe. See, you have to have a lifestyle of believing. You have to have a lifestyle. Believe me, to have faith or confidence in the existence of something, you have to know that God is true and say, without faith, it's impossible to believe, to please God, believing that he is who he is and he is rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And say, believe who he is, who he is. See, you have to believe that he is the great I am, that he is the author and finisher of your life, that he is God, that he's the true and living God, that God, that you are seeing him in all things, that he sent his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. That whoever shall believe him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You have to believe that you shall not perish but have everlasting life. You have to believe in your heart that God rose you from the dead and you are saved. You have to believe, hallelujah, that you shall see a performance of those things that he said to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you know God is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just like the man who had the child that was the spirit, the devil kept on throwing him and torturing him and doing all different type of things to him, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus was coming to him, and he said he wanted him to come and show him. And Jesus said to him in Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, if you can't believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. He said he believed because the man came to Jesus to save his son, because his son was being tormented by the spirit that was within him. Hallelujah. See, some people that's being tormented by
by spirit that's within him. It's some things that you are seeing. It's some love work that you are seeing. It's some friends that you are seeing. It's some people that God has called you to that you are seeing where they are being overtaken by spirit. Hallelujah. But you have to believe. And he say, help with my unbelief. Hallelujah. Help with my unbelief. And when you unbelief means lack of religious belief and an absence of faith. Absence means the state of being away from a place or person, a state or condition in which something expected, wanted, or looked for is not present and does not exist. A state means a particular condition that someone or something is in at a specific time. So what you're basically saying is that you don't have the need, you have the absence of the existence of him. So the man said, help with my unbelief. He said, I believe that you exist because I'm seeing you right now. See, this was an example of a man that was seeing God right now. He's seeing Jesus. Hallelujah. See, Jesus said the time is blessed are those who come to me, who believe, who have not seen. This man seeing God, seeing Jesus do works. He's seeing Jesus. He came to Jesus because he knew he was the one that could deliver his son. He was the one that could set his son free from the spirit that had overshadowed him and overpowered him. So he said, yes, I believe, but help with my unbelief. Help me in the areas where I feel like you do not exist. Hallelujah. Because when you believe something, you believe in confident the existence of something. Hallelujah. You believe the goodness, the value of it. You believe you have trust in the goodness and ability of it. You know he is able to do what he said he is going to do. You know that he is valuable. Hallelujah. You know that he exists. But when you don't believe, when you have unbelief, you don't believe that he exists. Hallelujah. It's the essence of your faith. You feel like he's not there. So it's certain areas that you don't have belief in. Hallelujah. But Jesus said that you can believe all things is possible in him that believes. So if you believe, then God is helping with your unbelief. Because he said, I believe, but help with my unbelief. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he believed that Jesus was the one that was capable to help with his unbelief, but he don't believe that it is the existence of him in his life. See, God, I want you to come to him and know that he exists, that he is there with you, that the existence of him is in your life, that the presence of him is in your life. Hallelujah. That you do see him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But now you have to see it in another level of who he is in your life. You have to trust that he is who he is. You got to trust that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. So when you be honest with yourself and say, help with my unbelief, Father. I need you to help me in areas where I don't believe that you exist. I need you to help me in areas where I feel like I'm lost. I need you to help me in areas where I feel like I'm confused. I need you to help me in areas where I feel like you are leaving me or forsaking because I don't see the existence of you. I don't see you right here in my life. Hallelujah. And some people have unbelief because they don't see the existence of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They feel like he is not there for them. They feel like he has left them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They feel like he don't care for them. They feel like if he was really who he was, their loved ones wouldn't have died. They feel like if he was there who he was, they wouldn't be going through the things that they are going through right now. Hallelujah. But one thing we need to understand is God is there. And God allows things to happen because he has a purpose for all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even when the enemy feel like they overtook you, hallelujah, or things are overwhelming, and existence means absolute reality or opposed to appearance. Reality as presented in experience. Hallelujah. The totality of existence being a particular being. So we say it's the absence of it. When you have unbelief, you have that you it doesn't exist to you. So when you have belief in there, you believe in the existence of something. The reality opposed to appearance. The reality as presented in experience. See, what you need to understand, some people have unbelief because they haven't experienced him in certain areas. So they feel like he don't exist because one thing, you're looking at the side of things. So when you get to the area of your life where you start trusting God and no longer look at the sight of what it is, because Jesus says to Thomas, you believe because of what you have seen. Hallelujah. But blessed is those who have not seen but believe. See, what we need to understand is that if we have a pure heart, we will see God. Hallelujah. And we won't look at the sight of things. See, Thomas wanted to see the wounds that Jesus had. Thomas wanted to see the holes. He wanted to touch the holes and put his fingers in certain areas for him to believe. But when Jesus said, blessed is those who have not seen, seen, who have not seen the holes, who have not seen what they've been able to put their finger in there, but they still believe, hallelujah, because the Father has sent them the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said to Peter, when he said who Jesus was, you only knew it because the Father allowed you to know. Hallelujah. So he said, blessed are those who believe who have not seen, because he knew the Holy Spirit was coming upon them. He knew the Holy Spirit was going to lift you up, and we were going to be able to see God. We were going to be able to believe in our hearts. Hallelujah. That's why you believe in your heart that God is real. Hallelujah. You believe and you begin to start to trust him. And you know that he is true. So I just pray that you get to the point where your existence is in God. That you live there. That you believe. And you don't let no one stop you. See, because there's some people that I know that they only go off of what they know, what they can read or what they can understand. But they won't believe what is not seen. They won't believe in areas where they once had unbelief. See, a person got to get to the point where they know. And I know this, I know that. See, and God will bring us to a point where we know, because in 1 Corinthians, and this is a scripture that I hold on to a lot, and I studied this, and this was actually the the scripture that I gave my first sermon off of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's 1 Corinthians 13, and say, for we look through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. It says you will know in part. You look through a glass darkly. Anytime you look through something darkly, when a glass is dark and you can barely see it, you see what it is that you're looking through, but you can barely see it. It's not clear. It's saying then you look through it face to face. When you look at something that's not clear, when you come into a relationship and you have unbelief, because we're talking on the man saying, help with my unbelief. And God has called me to speak to his children about their unbelief. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you believe he don't exist in a certain area in your life, hallelujah. It's like you look through a glass darkly. You look at something. When you feel like the existence of him is not there, you look to do something, but you don't see it clearly. You can't see right now. But then it's like you look through it face to face. See, you have to look your unbelief into face to face with belief, because our relationship with God is about believing. And when you go and when you look to do something darkly, you somewhat have unbelief in you. Hallelujah. So you look it through the glass dark. You look it through it. But then you look through it face to face. Now you're looking at your belief with your unbelief, because the belief means it's the existence of something. Unbelief means it's not the existence of something. It don't exist. So when you're looking at something, because we're called to be conformed to the image of Christ Jesus. So when we're called to be conformed to the image of Christ Jesus, we will believe all things that Christ said, because Jesus said, I don't say or speak anything that my Father don't tell me to do. He only do the will of he who sent me. When Jesus told his disciples, when they came to him, when he was talking to the Samaritan woman, they told him to eat it. He said, no, I have meat of my own. And they say, who brought him something? He said, my meat is to do the will of he who sent me and to finish his work. So what Jesus was saying was, I do my Father's will. And see, when you're walking in and you're looking at yourself face to face in the image of Christ Jesus, the image that we're called to be conformed to the image of, hallelujah, you will see and you will believe the things that God called you to do. Hallelujah. Because some people are walking out doing their will, because the thing is called God's plan and his process. So when you're walking on God's will and you have unbelief, you believe the existence of him is not there, because you believe something should manifest real quick. You believe that you're doing work, but you're not seeing no manifestation, because you're listening to all these people that went through the process, but you seeing them at the stage where they're still going through the process, but they're not speaking about it, because maybe they want you to be their client, or they want you to come under their wing and make it seem like they have more than what they have, and it's making you have unbelief in yourself because you feel like you don't see the existence of God in that area. But if you keep your heart pure, you will see God in all things. You will know even in the small beginnings, because he said don't despise small beginnings, but know that God is always there, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. It says in his word, if you be with me, I will be with you. If you forsake me, I will forsake you. So we are with God. Hallelujah. He is with us. And if we don't forsake God, he will not forsake us. So you know you are with God. You know that you are okay. Hallelujah. And it's saying you look face to face. Now you know in part. When you look at yourself face to face, when you're conformed to the image of Christ, then you will know in part. You will know what you need to know. Then it's saying, then you shall know even as you are known. Then you will begin to know as you are known. You will begin to get the revelation. understanding what God is saying to you. You will begin to know the things that God is saying, the things that God has called you to do, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. You will begin to trust him. You will begin to believe him. You will begin to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So I pray that you just trust God. I pray that you believe God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you know that he is there, that he's not leaving you. Hallelujah. Father God, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you for your children, Lord God. I ask you to touch us all and strengthen and guide us, Father God. Help us in the areas where we need to believe, Father God. Help us in the areas where we need to trust, Father God. Help us in the areas where we feel like that you are not there, that this is of you is not there, Father God. Help us and make our eyes see you, Father God, because our hearts is pure, Father God. Let our hearts long for you. Let our hearts be committed to you, Father God. Let our hearts cry out to you, Father God, and let us see you in all things, Father God, and no matter how things look, even when we're going through different trials and tribulations, we are still seeing you, Father God, because we know we have a victory. It's a day to mind and stayed on the Lord. Hallelujah. We shall keep in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Keep us in perfect peace, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, hallelujah. I just want to take some time and just encourage my sisters and brothers. God has really been showing me him. And through this process of walking out in purpose, and through this process of being who God called me to be, who had chosen me to be, who I did not choose for myself, but God chosen me, and I can't run from it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the thing is, people have been knowing who I was since I was born. Hallelujah. The devil has been after me since I've been born. Hallelujah. People have been doing wicked things to me and want to destroy and kill me since I've been born. Hallelujah. I have more adult hate than a child since I've been born, and it's just so amazing to me that I'm still here. Hallelujah. Even though I wanted to leave, hallelujah, but God said, no, I'm not finished with you here on earth. Hallelujah. I have a will for you to complete. Hallelujah. Because we're going to ask for every word that we say. Hallelujah. And the will of the Father that we were called to do. Hallelujah. So I just desire that all my sisters and brothers come in alignment with what God called you to do. Believe what he said, hallelujah, and ask God to help with your unbelief. Cry out to God and tell him, speak to him, and be truthfully and honest with him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to know that all of us is in different levels of our faith, hallelujah. Some of us are real strong in certain areas, and we are real weak in certain areas. But the areas where we are real weak in, remember that God's strength is made whole in our weakness, hallelujah. The areas where you are strong at, that just means God's strength has been made whole in that area, hallelujah. But you have to stay humble for God can keep you under his precious wing, Father God. For he can still use you, Father God, hallelujah. So he can still trust you and believe, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you know that he will never leave you nor forsake you, because God wants you to know. God wants you to believe him. He wants you to have faith that he is who he is. You have to believe that God is a rewarder, hallelujah. And then without faith, it's impossible to please him. You've got to have faith. And belief means having the faith of having faith and confidence in existence. And unbelief is lack of belief, hallelujah, absence of faith. So you have unbelief, you lack faith. You don't have faith. And when you believe, you have faith. And that's why I say without faith, it's impossible to please God, believing that he is who he is, that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When you diligently seek God, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all the things shall be added unto you. When you seek in God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Know that he's there. Seek God for your business. Ask God to present your business, the heart of your business, to be lay before him, hallelujah. Every plan and every strategy and all the things that you're doing, let it be laid before God and take it in his timing. There's so many people that saying you got to set goals and do this. Yes, God have you write down certain things and do certain things, but you got to lay the heart of your business before him, especially if it's a kingdom business. If you're doing the work of the kingdom of God, as God calls you to do it, you want the heart of your business to be there. You want the heart of your business to be pure, not contaminated with anything, that is pure with God, is pure with his will. It's purely his motives and the strategies that he called you to do. And you shall see God in all things, and you shall see the manifestation. You shall come in alignment with the partners and the people that you need to be connected to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God knows what you need. Hallelujah. So many people that want to make a name for themselves that they're not allowing God to make their name great. They're not allowing God to show them the process of being named. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because when Abraham, he was Abraham, before he became Abraham, he had to go through a process of even leaving all of his family and letting people go and letting go of his nephew. Hallelujah. He had to let not go. He had to walk away from his home. He had to walk away from certain things. And then he became Abraham when God was telling him that Sarah was going to be blessed with the child, with Isaac. And her name was Sarai, and then it became Sarah. Hallelujah. So he changed Abraham and Sarah's name at the same time. Hallelujah. But they had to go through the process. He had told Abraham that Sarah was going to be pregnant, but then she didn't believe, and he gave her her maid Hagar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it was a process of things that they had to go through. Hallelujah. For that name to be changed. So I just pray that you just allow God to show you. God gave me the name Hugler years ago. He gave me the name Hugler before I even came to him, before I even knew who he was. Like, I didn't know who God was. I didn't have a relationship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when he gave me Hug Love, I used to just say Hug Love to everybody. But that name, God is showing me the meaning of that. Hallelujah. God hugs love me all the time. He gives me hugs. He comforts me. That let me know he is a comforter. Because when a person gives you a hug, that is comfort. If a person hugs you and it's sincere, you can feel it. You feel comfortable. You feel like you want to rest your head on their shoulder. They make you feel comfortable. And that's how God is. And God gave me Hug Love because he let me know that I always hug love you. I gave you a name to let you know this name, Hug Love you. But I don't want you to get so confident in the name that you forget the name of the true and living God. Hallelujah. I honor God. I worship for blessing me to be alive still this day. It's been 13 years to magnify his holy name and to glorify his name, to be able to bring souls to him in the way that he called me to bring souls to. So I just encourage you to go in God's plan and his process, to know that he would never leave you nor forsake you, to know that everything has a meaning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God is with you. And as long as you're with him, he's going to be with you. Don't be afraid of what you think you don't have, what you think you need, how you think things should happen, and how you think things should go, because you listen to so many people saying it should go this way, it should go that way. But you got to go God's will. Do you know that a lot of people, when Jesus said that he was going to come and he was going to die, and people were speaking about it, the prophets and everybody was speaking about it, Jesus had to let them know the timing of when it was. Jesus was the one that was speaking to his disciples that I have to go, and the Pharisees have to do this to me, and they have to do that to me, and I have to be raised on the third day. He was letting them know, and he was talking to his disciples. And I looked at this earlier when I was studying, and I want you to go to it. It's a couple of minutes left. I just want to take this to you. When Jesus was coming down in Matthew, Mark 9, and he was coming down from the for being transfigured, and God said to him, "This is my beloved son." And Jesus, and as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that day, and they said that they should not tell no man what thing they had seen till the Son of Man was risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. They had to believe that he was really going to do that. Jesus spoke to them what was going to happen, because he believed God's will was going to come into manifestation. Even when he went and he said he was sorrowful in spirit, when he had to go and cry out to God and say, "Take this cup," and he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." You have to know that God will tell you certain things that's going to happen. And you have to speak out that this is going to happen to certain people so they can understand, so they can believe God. Jesus was talking to his disciples, telling them what he was going to grow to the cross, and he was telling them that they had to be quiet and not say certain things until after he was risen from the dead, hallelujah, so they would know the truth of certain things. And that's why some of you need to speak out what God is telling you to speak out, because they need to know what is happening, and they will know the truth of who God is, what God was doing through Jesus, the reason he sent Jesus to set us free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for joining me on God through the message tonight. I pray this word touch you, and just pray that it just encourage you and empower you to trust God and know that he's always there, to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you, and just trust and believe his word. When you believe, you have the strength of the Almighty with you. When you believe, you know that he's with you. When you believe, you know that what he said to you is true,
and anywhere where you might possibly have any unbelief, pray and ask them to help with my unbelief, because that's what the man said to Jesus, help with my unbelief. Be honest in areas where you feel like Christ do not exist in your life, when you feel like God is not there. Be honest and say, help with my unbelief, because I don't have belief right here, but I need you to help me, because I know all things is possible with God. I thank you for joining me. Join me next time on God's Real Message. Have a blessed day. Hug love.